Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're delighted to welcome back to the podcast the team at Bankuri. We're going to be looking through a year of progress for the company. We're going to be delving into the key milestones and what they've been doing in terms of the rollout of their curry kits and also curry food service products. And to do that, we're very kindly joined today by Shelley Narasimhan, who is the CEO of Bankuri, as well as Mark Johnson, the CFO. Shelley and Mark, very much welcoming you back to the podcast today.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan.
Good to be back.
So I think a good place to start would be, for those that maybe aren't aware of Bankuri, a brief introduction to both of yourselves as well as Bankuri as a company, please.
I'm Shelley Narasimhan, and I'm one of the co-founders of Bankuri. I started life as a scientist or as a physicist at Imperial College, where I worked on something called inertial confinement fusion. It's basically how the sun generates its energy. It's a clean form. It's the utopia of energy that we're as a world scientific community, we're all looking for. So I spent about 7 to 10 years working as a research assistant, and then I went into finance and used the same sort of skill set within the city environment, where I became a quant. And as time went on, I met Mark. We had a family, had children. And then it was my foodie beginnings where things started to really, took me back to my childhood memories of cooking with my mum. So my heritage is Bangladeshi, and I grew up on Brick Lane, so surrounded by all those vibrant flavours. And I always used to look with amazement at my mum and how she used to make something very humble, humble ingredients into something really spectacular. And day in, day out, we used to eat really well. And basically, I wanted to give our children those same recipes and dishes. What struck me is that actually curry dishes aren't really accessible to the normal grocery shopper. And when I looked in the supermarkets, I just found that, oh my goodness, everything's ready to use. Or, you know, if I wanted to make something from scratch, it was a bit of a drama going out, buying all the ingredients, and very time consuming putting that all together. So I used my memories and the spice kind of learnings that I had from my mom, and thought, you know what, I can put something together. And I formed this product, which we now know as Bankuri, which is a quick hack to scratch cooking curry entirely from fresh ingredients. And it happens in like just a few minutes. So basically, our mission is to bring the vibrant flavours of Bangladesh to everyone's kitchen.
And thanks, Shelley. And I'm Mark Johnson. So my career has largely been in engineering and manufacturing companies along the lines of commercialising new technologies, new innovative technologies. So my role at Bankuri has been closely on the operation and supply chain side, and now I've moved over to the finance side of the business.
Thank you very much. So anyone listening to this who's been into Waitrose recently and had a look at the curry kit section would have seen Bankuri on the shelves. Some of you may have even tried the Bankuri products. But for those that haven't, Mark and Shelley, please could you give us a few reasons and a few differences that you see in your product that sets you apart from the alternatives that are out there in the market?
So where Bankuri differs is that it gives you a very quick way in scratch cooking a curry. Within each pack, you have the foundation of your curry, or the base, which is the onion, garlic and ginger mix, all done for you. And you also have a spice blend, and it's a bespoke spice blend formulated just for that particular flavour. So with both of those, you just add water, you hydrate it and you fry it, you sauté the base, which consists of onion, garlic and ginger, as you would if you scratch cook curry anyway. You gently simmer that, heat it with some oil for about 2 to 3 minutes, and then you add your spice seasoning, which you make into a paste with water, and then you add to your base. Now, traditionally, this would be what you did anyway. However, with a Bankuri kit, all the hard work's basically done for you and you just need to pop it in a bowl, hydrate and perform the actual cooking process. All of this happens within 5 to 10 minutes. So you've actually created your curry sauce from scratch without any artificials in there. So it's 100% natural, healthy, really versatile, because now you can cook in your actual curry ingredients within the sauce itself. So you end up with a much superior flavor, which is more suited to your needs.
Yeah, I think a lot of the recipes that we saw when we were doing our competitor analysis, you see that, as Shelley was just saying, you don't cook your vegetables or your protein in the sauce, so you're not absorbing all of that flavor in the meat as in one area, and you're cooking your meat separately and adding it into a pre-made sauce, and I think it gives the cook or the home cook a lot more control over how much other ingredients they want to put in, whether you're putting tomatoes into or coconut milk or something like that, to bring your own design, if you like, to the actual scratch cooking process. And I think it's gone further removed from what is seen as scratch cooking in the current aisles that you see. Ours is a step further into the scratch cooking field, which is has been very popular and continues to be popular, as people want to know what ingredients are in their food, and also being in control of the ingredients within their food as well, which Bankuri gives the individual that much more. Also, portion sizes, each of our kits is 4 people, whereas competitors are normally either 1 to 2 or 2 to 3 portions per serving. And I think from a price point of view, we really sit in a sweet spot, really, where the category is today.
Fantastic. Thank you. So one of the reasons why we're speaking today is you're in the middle of a funding round at the moment. So you're currently raising funds for expansion. And I think one of the interesting things that investors or potential investors would be interested in hearing about is how things have been going over the last year. What are the key milestones? What are the big achievements that you'd like to share with investors at this point in time?
Okay. So one of the key milestones that we achieved was landing a contract with Waitrose, getting 4 of our best-selling curry kits into over 270 of their stores across UK. Also, we became open door suppliers to Bidfood, which is one of the largest wholesale distributors in the UK. And it's opened up such a big market for us within that sector, especially within the public sector, which is a target for us. This is the other part of what we do. So not only do we do the small retail kits, we've bulked up our offerings and we've got a separate professional range to supply into contract caterers or professional chefs. And so Bidfood are one of the main distributors in order to reach that market. So being part of the open door supply scheme was a real accolade to us, because it's a very small cohort and gives real sort of credibility to our brand, and they support us in lots of ways.
I think it's very unusual as well for suppliers of our size to get listings with Bidfood, and actually we achieved something that hasn't been seen before, which is we achieved the listing at Bidfood before we actually went onto the program, the Open Doors program, where they choose 5 new and interesting innovative suppliers, and they support that for a 12-month period, and they support those suppliers through the listings. Now, Bidfood, just to give you some context, have over 40,000 customers in the UK. So that will give you some size of the scale of what we're looking into now. And really, with some of the opportunities that are coming to us on a weekly basis, this is a really exciting time for us. And for people to come on board with us at this time would be really beneficial.
So the other milestone we reached over the year is we've opened up export for Bankuri. So selling into the USA and to Canada in a bigger format, that's been a really exciting project for us, and we're continuing to take orders for that particular customer.
Thank you. So a lot been happening there, and you know, we started off talking about Waitrose, but indeed the business has gone on in leaps and bounds, of course, looking at exports and the food service market. It would be great if you could break down those channels in terms of, you know, percentage of revenues to give listeners a sense of, you know, where the business is going, where you're seeing growth at this point in time, and you know, how you see that playing out. You know, if you can bring in any sort of recent orders or, you know, any commercial deals to give people a sense of, you know, yes, you've got the products on Waitrose, but there's a whole another dimension to the business behind the scenes in terms of the B2B market.
Yeah, certainly. So the breakdown on the sales channels, digital or direct to consumer, D2C, is still a big part of our business. And Amazon, which we started on in November 2019, still is that's where a lot of our customer base is coming through, outside of, you know, clearly the new customer base is in food service, etc. But that still supports what we're doing in retail, where people can find us in Waitrose and others that we're in conversation with. So the sales channels are digital, food services, Shelley's just talked about, retail, which Waitrose is the first of the big five, effectively, that we're pushing into, and export. That was a big part of our revenues for the last 12 months. So FY 2025, which we've just completed, 36% of our revenue still came from digital, from Amazon primarily and our own website. Then second to that was export. Digital was 36%. Export was 37%. So just pushing in the lead there, which was it was 3,000 stores effectively is the reach of this particular export customer in America and USA and Canada. So those sample orders, that's where the sample orders came in, and that's what took up 30% of our revenue. What we're looking at now is pushing into further more of the stores at larger volumes in this financial year. So that's something that we're really, really looking forward to. And then retail, retail is at 10%. So just started really with Waitrose, and that's moving nicely along. But clearly we've got plans to move into a second and third over the next 12 months. Food service is then at 17%, so a good start there. In our five-year forecast, we're seeing those percentages certainly change. We're going to see the digital side get less and less, and certainly food service, retail, and particularly export really starting to increase and jockeying for position there. One of the big wins that we've had in the last few months was we signed a contract for NHS Supply Chain Food. That is the go-to portal for all NHS trusts and healthcare trusts across the UK. We've got access to 1,150 hospitals across the UK, serving food regularly, about 330,000 meals per day. So a lot to go out there and some significant opportunity there.
Thank you. Really interesting to get a bit of insight. When you're going out and you're speaking to, you know, hospitals, NHS trusts, schools even, what are they saying? What's the feedback that you're getting?
Well, the feedback is this is a no-brainer product. This gives us what we want in terms of consistency. So when it comes to making curry, obviously it's a complicated process, and yes, one chef may be able to do it, but to reproduce that same flavor with somebody, you know, if that chef wasn't in the team and you needed cover, then it's quite difficult to make sure that same recipe is replicated. I mean, above all, it's cost, but apart from the cost, it's you know, it's the consistency that we're seeing that is a real big win or tick for these guys.
I think if I can just add to that, one of the things that's a real benefit is that you don't have to prepare any vegetables or any onion, garlic and ginger to create your base. So this cuts down a significant amount of time and cost of employment to prepare just the curry base, which is a real benefit.
Thank you. So can we just run through the numbers? How did you perform over the last year? What are the key takeaways in terms of the financial performance?
So revenue for the last year was 371K. We had a business gross profit of 53%, which is really strong, and enable us to have a strong negotiating position with all of our customers. And our EBITDA was 29K. And so in the last year, we actually pushed through to profitability, which is a massive milestone for a company of ours. We're really proud of that. And it bodes well for the future. I think the business model is strong. We've got a very good cost model in the product, in each variant of the product going into our channels. So I think it's a very stable and financially stable business from which to project this next scaling and growth.
And it's quite an achievement there to become EBITDA profitable, especially in the stage of growth that you are. And of course, one of the reasons I was speaking today is you are raising funds to propel that growth forward. So when the round completes, how do you plan to deploy those funds to deliver on your strategy?
It's mainly to expand our team, especially within sales and marketing, in order to scale up our, you know, our formula in the three areas of digital, food service and export and retail. Four areas, but I think digital and retail are pretty much aligned. But yeah, and also for marketing, there's always a cost to marketing, especially with the most heaviest being the retail sector. So yeah, that's what the funds will be used for.
Yeah, I think just in support of that, the opportunities now are coming pretty thick and fast, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
And which is really exciting, but we just need more people in the team to support the volume of opportunity that we're getting through, which is clearly really exciting.
Indeed. And total understanding of those reasons to raise funds at this point in time to help that development story. So to finish off now, potential investors that are looking at Bankari, looking at the company as a potential opportunity, what would you say to them are the three most exciting things that you see on the horizon?
The three most exciting things, first being to penetrate into food service in a big way, into contract catering within the public sector. We're also working on some really exciting national accounts, which are in sort of more kind of well-known brands, if you like, of well-known brands around the country, which will bring Bankari into to every home as such. Also, we're looking at NPD with newer recipes, which is always really exciting, especially now I'm working more along the chef development side of things, and just the whole retail and scaling of our retail reach so that we reach more homes using our kits. That for me is really exciting, because after all, our mission really is to get our Bangladeshi flavors into, you know, making it accessible in every kitchen, whether it's professional, whether it's a home kitchen, just everyone being able to make curry in a holistic way. And that for me is really, really exciting.
In support of that, just having the feedback from professional chefs now that instantly get what we're trying to do and can see the benefit in a professional kitchen status. And that's what we're trying to replicate in the retail and certainly the export areas. And it's that kind of education piece, isn't it, that's now being realised. Mm. We've spent, you know, a few years pushing this message, and it's been slowly but surely getting there. But I think that we're at a turning point now where that understanding is really recognised. And you're going to get that with new products and new innovations in how to cook certainly authentic curries. But we're at the cusp of, or we're actually seeing the beginnings of that now, which is really exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Fantastic. Thank you. So if anybody wants to know more, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Just to ring us.
Shelley at bankcurry.com or Mark at bankcurry.com.
Perfect. And we'll also put a link through to your website in the notes of this podcast.
Yeah.
So investors can follow through there and send a message if needs be. So Mark and Shelley, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thanks, Jonathan.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.